AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Former President Trump is in New York this evening ahead of his booking an arraignment tomorrow on charges related to hush money payments during his 2016 presidential campaign. The city has tightened security, but Mayor Eric Adams says there have been no specific credible threats.
While there may be some rabble-rousers thinking about coming to our city tomorrow, our message is clear and simple. Control yourselves. New York City is our home, not a playground for your misplaced anger.
Meanwhile, Trump has received a message of support from Hungary's prime minister.
In a Twitter post, Viktor Orban urges Trump to keep on fighting. We're with you, Orban wrote in the tweet. Accused by critics of dismantling Hungary's democratic institutions and overseeing a network of corruption, Orban was the first European leader to publicly endorse Trump's presidential candidacy. As Orban sought a fourth straight term as prime minister last year, Trump endorsed his candidacy, calling him a strong leader. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Russia is blaming Ukrainian intelligence for the bombing of a St. Petersburg cafe. The blast killed a Russian military blogger who fervently supported Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. No direct response from Kyiv. Russian authorities have arrested a suspect. Meantime, NATO foreign ministers meet in Brussels tomorrow. Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says the alliance is gearing up to send more military aid to Ukraine. Back in this country, a big company preparing for layoffs.
McDonald's has closed its U.S. offices through Wednesday and told corporate staff to work remotely as it prepares to announce a round of layoffs. McDonald's has more than 150,000 employees in corporate roles and in company-owned restaurants, and about 70% of those employees are based outside of the United States. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Auto sales are up 7.5% in the first quarter. This is AP News. The first grade teacher shot by a six-year-old at her school in Virginia has filed a $40 million lawsuit.
The suit filed by 25-year-old Newport News teacher Abby Zwerner accuses school officials of gross negligence for allegedly ignoring multiple warnings on January 6th, the day she was shot in the chest and hand by a first grader who brought his mother's gun to school.
This tragedy was entirely preventable.
Zwerner's attorney Diane Toscano addressed the issue at a news conference on January 25th.
Three times, school administration was warned by concerned teachers and employees that the boy had a gun on him at the school.
Zwerner spent nearly 2 weeks in the hospital and has had four surgeries. The suit says the defendants knew the boy had a history of random violent outbursts. The lawsuit states that the boy's parents did not agree to put him in special education classes, where he would have been placed with other students with behavioral issues. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.